It's 902-1ONG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Here she is, you guys. The time has come. Our very special guest is with us now. Gabrielle Carteras. Andrea Zuckerman.
Oh my gosh.
All right. You guys are just doers, creators, and makers. I think it's awesome that you're doing this show.
Thank you. Aww.
We just love working together and we love being able to work with you too. So
I know you guys are definitely these women, just so if everybody is, I'm gonna always be the cheerleader. Truly innovative, creative, dynamic, courageous, fabulous, great team. So deserving of all good things, really.
Oh, thanks, lady.
I miss you. Like, we miss, like...
Oh, God.
I feel like we should all be in Vancouver right now.
That's how I was thinking.
We were all roomies, you guys. I mean, pretty much. We had that hall.
We did.
It was like being in a dorm, you guys.
Yeah.
At our age.
You're talking about when we were shooting BH 90210. Yeah. We all lived in the same building. And
we did.
It was
on the same floor.
It was like summer camp.
Jen and I had a two-bedroom apartment, and Gab was right across the hall.
And every night, a little drink and a little
every night.
There you
some
go.
Some gossip and some drinks.
It was really fun. It felt like kind of like a...
Rooftop on Sundays.
Oh, it was too fun.
Our scandalous bathing suit photo that went viral. Yeah, we still got it. That's right.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Scandalous. I love that.
Again, think about it, you guys. We were there a year ago. I was thinking about this the other day. If we had been picked up, we would have been shut down. There was a reason that we didn't go back right away.
Well, we miss you no matter what.
Yeah.
I miss you.
We were just talking about what a trailblazer your character was, what a champion she was, and how cool it is that in your real life, you are Andrea Zuckerman. Mm. Like, you are a champion for all actors out there, for the whole Screen Actors Guild. This is what, your second or third year?
I'm going into my five and a half year. It's 2.5 terms.
Two and a half terms as the president of the SAG Union.
We don't do math.
I don't either.
Wait, so.
Never did
okay,
math.
Okay, wait. So we've tried to kind of like tell the story, but we can't tell it like you can because it's your story. How the name Andrea, Andrea came to life. And we tried to tell it how you told us, which was fascinating. But you need to tell that story.
No, so when I lived in New York before I was out, before I came out for 90210, when I got out of college and I needed a job, I got into casting and I was running camera for a casting director. I was meeting her for the first time. Her name was Andrea. And I went to shake her hand. I said, "So nice to meet you, Andrea." She said, "First of all, don't touch my hand. I don't touch people's hands." Secondly, she said, "My name is Andrea, not Andrea. And you call me Andrea. If you call me Andrea again, you'll never work for me." So I was so profoundly affected by that moment that when I auditioned for the role of Andrea, who was Andrea at the time, because Darren Starr, who created the show, actually named the character after a friend of his named Andrea Wolf. And I think that's her last. Anyway, Andrea was his friend. And so what happened was when I did the audition and I say, "Hi, my name is Andrea," they corrected me and I said, no, it's Andrea. I think that's how I got the role.
So perfect.
We call her Andrea.
She corrected a room full of executives.
Was that
but wait, that there's no? More, you guys. This is going to shock all the fans. Tell them what role you were originally
They negotiated the deal for me for Brenda and for Andrea. And then I know. And I'm a twin, right? So when I came in for to the network for Brenda, I came in with a picture of my brother like that. "This is my twin brother. He says hello." And I showed the picture. It didn't make a difference. I didn't get that. I got
like, wow, she's really method. She went all out like coming up with that story. You're like, no, it's real.
It's real.
Now that I think about it, you kind of look more like you could be Brandon's twin.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, because because lighter hair or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Gab. Do you remember the first time you met the rest of the cast? Like, do you have vivid recall of that moment?
I totally remember. It was at Tori's house. And I literally had a little rental car. Jason said he could always identify. He said, I think she's Andrea, because I was sitting, it was a very small car. I didn't have that much money. And I was like sitting up really close to the window, I guess. But anyway, it was at Tori's.
Because you're a tiny gal. You're right. A tiny little tot. And
I don't think I'm
you
tiny.
You had to sit up close.
Everybody else. But anyway, but I was at Tori's house. And I remember walking in and being just, wow. It was overwhelming. It was seeing Tori, you and Randy, your brother. And he was
you
there.
You did see us? Wait, oh, she has spoiled my whole story that I've stuck with for 30 years.
What was?
She said she claimed that she was upstairs watching us, not meeting us the first time.
Okay.
But you laid eyes on her, so.
You just crushed my entire life. Just like that, my friend. Just
in one second.
Wait, you guys, I can picture myself up there looking. Now I'm doubting my whole life. I don't even know what happened. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Maybe you eventually came down.
Maybe.
But go on.
Didn't you arrive with Ian?
No, I left with Ian, but I did not arrive with Ian, I don't think. I can't remember. I'm like Jenny. When Jenny says, I can't remember. So Jenny, I'm on that train with you. I can't remember, but I don't think I went with Ian, but afterwards we did go to lunch.
Oh, right.
We talked about how lucky we were.
Where'd you eat?
We ate at Chin Chin at Sunset Plaza.
Oh my God, they went to eat at Chin Chin. You guys, Chin Chin is like an LA staple. Like I grew up in LA, like Chin Chin was it. It's on Sunset Boulevard.
Sunset Boulevard, Chinese chicken salad, and we had dumplings.
Best. Oh my God.
And all we talked about is how lucky we were. We were so excited. It was so amazing. And it was great. Really enjoyed it. So that was the first time I met you all. And then Luke came later when he went to Chuck and Karen's. Was it for the second read through? It was for this. Maybe it was the second episode.
No, I don't think I was at that one either. Cause I don't remember that.
Finally, something you don't remember.
I'm seeing a theme. Wait, Gap. Wait. Sorry. I got to back up here because we got you here. So you walk in. Is that the first time that you met Jason and Shannon? Like first time?
Totally first time for everybody. Like, and all I can remember is being scared to death. Couldn't believe your father was there. I was like, people came up to me saying, would you like us to give you, would you like a coffee, something to drink? I was like, huh? I
mean, would you like a cigarette?
It was just a different, it was totally different. It was the introduction to Hollywood for me. It was really just so, look, I was coming from New York and I could barely make my rent. And then I was suddenly in LA in your father, in your home with your father, who is so iconic, right? So iconic. And then and getting ready to read through this show, I couldn't even take a breath. It was big. I mean, Jenny,
that's awesome. And now my life's like the flip of that, but yeah,
it's like the flip of that.
You live roll with it.
I have to say, you are one of the most resourceful people, though. You are definitely one to create a great life. There's never I will never, ever worry about you because you are just.
Oh, you should. On so many
maybe
levels.
Maybe rethink that.
Well, that might be a whole different thing. But I'm telling you about getting through everything. You always get through it. It'll be colorful.
She's a survivor.
However you do it.
Yeah.
So wait, running theme, and we didn't even plan this on the show, is about, again, I'm going to hit him up to pay us for this, is the dreamy Jason Priestley and his blue eyes. Like when you met him, were you like, oh, star, like what did you think?
Oh,
I mean, for all intents and purposes, watching this episode that we're on now, episode 5, I was saying earlier, I was like, I just want, like, I'm a hopeless romantic, and I was like, I just wanted Andrea and Brandon to be together. Like, they had such good chemistry.
I have to say that when I met Jason, I love Jason, so quickly I felt a connection with him. He's been a very good friend to me through all these years. I mean, really a great friend. And
you guys, they're seriously super close. Like, it wasn't just on TV. Mm-hmm. They were like super best friends in real life. Still.
And neighbors. Yeah.
Well, now he's shooting in Toronto and the whole family's out with him right now because of, you know, what's going on. But, you know, I have to say, so when I first started on 90210, I was petrified. And I remember being at the school to do a scene. It was a long walking scene. And I just started to hyperventilate. Did I ever tell you this story? It was, I mean, I couldn't let you guys know that I was so petrified. I mean, really, everybody overwhelmed me. The whole thing was just, and I couldn't remember my lines. I felt like I was going to pass out. I don't know what happened. I was freaked out. And Jason took me aside and he said, this is your time. Don't you worry. You take your time. He was so loving and supportive. And clearly I got through it. Thought they were going to fire me. They didn't fire me. But he always, always has been there as somebody who's really, I really trust. He has my back. He's a really, and such a great guy, like just a good human being who really wants a great family and a great life. And he's, yeah, I clearly have
a love. Was that the moment that bonded you guys, you think?
I think that moment really.
To find your totally relationship. Bonded. Okay, can we talk about his eyes though? Can we get back to that?
Yeah, his eyes are really, he's, you know. He's a handsome guy. The whole cast is a beautiful
hunk
cast.
Hunk of burning love. And Jenny gets, you're not doing it this week. She gets very flustered talking about Jason.
Well, who doesn't? I mean,
watching these Gabrielle, episodes. She's giddy. No, we know him so well. He's just Jason to us. And we know him now. But kind of rewatching that show and seeing him, you know, playing that 16-year-old boy, you're just right. Like, wow, you have all the feels, like girly feels, like, oh.
What do you think? The guys, that's what, even my daughters who saw the show all these years later, because they went to watch it last year before we shot, and so they decided to sit down, they said, oh my God, he's so cute, Mom. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guys, there was a reason why the guys were so loved by the girls. They were the perfect choice, for sure.
It all worked out.
And now look at Brian. I'm still blown away when we worked with him last year and I hadn't seen him since we had really, you know, shot the show. And I can't believe, I always say he really grew up to be one fine looking hunk of a guy, man.
I mean.
Like a real man.
Watch it. Watch what so you say about handsome. My man. There you
go. Don't worry.
She I got has my her man. Claim on him.
For life. Sorry.
For life. That's right. It will always be true. Yeah.
Who do you remember like, who did you think, because your character ended up marrying a guy,
Jesse.
He wasn't like a core cast member.
Mark Espinosa. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who did you think Andrea should have been with?
I don't know. I think that, you know what? I think that it was great. First of all, Mark was great to have. But I have to say that they shied away. And Jason had said it. You can't put Andrea and Brandon together. Because the audience,
why?
Because he said they loved the tension of almost seeing us together and not being together. It was kind of like, I forget the name of the show, the
Cheers?
The detective show. She
moonlighting.
Was
moonlighting.
Moonlighting. She wanted it like moonlighting. That's good, Tor.
Oh, I got something right for once. Yay. Oh, sorry.
I don't know. Like, who would you guys, with your characters, I mean, first of all, you guys discovered your friendship as we went through the show, right? You weren't right in the beginning, right? As close as you Tori are.
She doesn't remember me, so apparently not.
The two of us. No, no. We, yeah, our friendship definitely grew over the years, but I remember.
We started hanging. Yeah, we were close.
Because we were always together. Our scenes were always together. Right. Mm-hmm. In the very beginning.
I was like the head on your shoulder. Like it was the Kelly, and I would just be like, and here's Donna. Bye. Bye.
I remember going apartment shopping with you when we were, it must have been the first season because you didn't have a place to live.
Well, I didn't know LA, and I literally, so I didn't know what the valley was.
We got you a nice little spot on.
Yes, you did on Kester. And you were the one, you said, this is Dickens. The place that I would stay. I didn't know where we were. Like, what is this? Because I got an apartment on Burton Way. I flew out here, got an apartment. It goes, we might be shooting in a place called Sunland and you might want to live in the valley. And I was like, I don't know what the valley is. And that's when I called Jenny crying.
Yeah.
And she said, I'll go with you. Because I drove literally in circles over the canyon and back.
There's a great apartment complex right down the street from a place called Vivid Video. Everyone's going towards it. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Wait. You can't do this to us. Look, I'm like, I want popcorn right now to watch this. I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. Listen. You can't do this to us. There must be something in you that thinks on some level that Andrea and Brandon should have ended up together. I know I think the fans think that.
But I can't say that in front of Jenny because Jenny feels absolutely right. It's all right. Kelly.
Jen, earmuffs, earmuffs.
Right. But it should have been Andrea.
It should have been Andrea and Brandon. It should have been.
If we were to do another reboot.
And what would have happened? What would have happened? Like, how would it have played out? Tell us.
How would it have played out? I know. Well, how would you have written it? How would you have written it, Tori? Because you're the one who's the story maven. How would you have written it?
Let me confer with my partner here.
I think you're definitely right that Andrea should end up with Brandon.
I mean, it's great you quote it moonlighting. Like, that's a perfect example of sexual attention for so long. And then at the end of the day, the audience won. I mean, they really do. If you talk to the fans, they loved the notion of like one day Andrea and Brandon are going to get together. It's what all of us girls, us hopeless romantics out there, we wanted it. Not that Andrea was the underdog, but she was the girl next door. She represented, you know, she wasn't the cool, hot, popular girl, but she had all of that. Oh, I was saying this episode, when you wore your hair back and you had a white collared shirt and a tie on and pants, you looked in your glasses so friggin' hot that like – that is understated sexy.
Yeah. Don't you think she was giving off like Meg Ryan vibes?
Yes.
Yeah. Meg Ryan.
Oh, okay.
So she just nailed it. Harry met Sally. There wanted you go. Them to be together. Mm-hmm. They should have been together.
Took a long time. Well, look at you guys. We're going to do the show again someday, right? We'll just be in the geriatric ward.
Oh, my God.
Like, hey, Brandon,
902-1 old. 902-1
old. You know what? I'm so honest. I can't take credit for that. Jason threw that one out last summer. I'm sorry. I have to give him credit where credit's due besides his dreamy damn eyes.
Dreamy damn eyes. I have to say it was a very good looking cast. I mean, really, when you think about it, all really beautiful.
You guys are gorgeous. Yeah.
Oh, well, gee, thanks. We're just complimenting each other.
Oh, no.
Even now, I always like, said I that can't
the
take
show,
that
I never would have gotten on the show if I had been cast 5 years later. They would not have had me go in for the audition. Because by the time the show really started to move on, I think it got into I think everybody is very attractive on our show, but it became a show about beauty. And I think everybody was so pretty.
What were you?
I don't think I.
I don't know about? What you're no, talking. No, what I language never, are you speaking right now? You are beautiful. You were
okay,
beautiful,
I don't feel
and you
bad.
Are beautiful.
I don't mean that as a thing. I don't think I have the.
You are.
What would have? It would have five years later. It wouldn't have happened. No, that's all. Okay.
That's so
it's
not
okay.
True.
I don't, guys. I'm not. I love my life. I'm good. I'm happy.
You are.
It's all good.
You are. You've always been happy wherever you are. You're just. Content and happy, and I've always loved that about you.
I don't work hard. We'll see. Crazy. It's been crazy, man.
It is.
So who else have you had on the show?
You're our first.
Oh, my God.
Of the OG cast members. Yep.
You broke our OG cast member cherry.
There you go. I'm so happy that I could be the person to do that. I'm so honored. I wanted to tell me all about the show, since I know you're – what made you guys decide to do it?
The podcast you're talking about? Well, I thought you were talking about BH90210. This sounds like a similar conversation that we had like a year and a half ago with you.
Oh, it's like recurring.
Remember that? Yeah.
Oh, so when things are recurring in your life, you keep doing it till you do it right. So maybe this time we're doing it right. Remember those five stars, you guys. We need a 5-star rating.
Right. Make sure everyone rate it.
You know that we're always just looking for ways where we can hang out together and work together. And, you know, our bond is so strong. and just like our bond with you and the rest of the cast, just being with people that you're comfortable with and that you love forever and always on such a deep level. There's so much comfort in that. Like, of course we want to keep working together and keep working with you and the rest of the cast.
Stop it. You're making me cry again.
Oh, no.
Well, we have some rapid fire questions that we wanted to ask you, Gabrielle.
I won't remember anything, but fine.
Okay. Well, they should be easy. From the cast, who would you call to bail you out of jail?
Well, now that answer might be different than it would have been a year ago.
Character
now,
or actor?
Now I might call Jenny Torrey.
Oh, actor.
I would say in real life.
Sorry. Person, yeah.
It all blurs.
I would call the girls.
Aww.
Actually call, I'd call almost anybody on the, almost.
All right.
Absolutely.
That's very telling. Almost. You have to live on a deserted island with one other cast member. Who is it?
Oh my God.
Don't feel obligated to choose one of them.
You never asked us this question, sis.
No.
Because it's for all these.
On the island, can I have each person be living on a different section so I can rotate around and be like, with different
people
at different times?
Oh, my God. Of course. She's going to compartmentalize everybody.
Yeah. Don't ever get us all together, though, because that's just a disaster waiting to happen. Yeah.
It's so fun, though. That
sounds like awesome.
Nothing gets done when we're all together.
That's chaos. The only way.
Oh, don't you miss, like, dinner and drinks at Gab's house?
Yep.
Well, here's a throwback one. Let's see if you can remember. What did you buy with your first 90210 big paycheck? You guys can all answer these if you want.
Yeah, what did you guys get?
Boobs. Sorry. I could. You teed me up. I couldn't do it. You teed me up.
So
get
good.
It?
So good.
Oh. I know mine. Go, you go, Gab, though.
What was yours, Tori?
I went to the mall, and it was Express, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Limited Express or what? Yeah, and like a shopping spree, like bags of like clothes, and I was super excited. Nothing interesting. Oh, and then boobs.
So mine would have been – I think my big purchase, it didn't happen right away, was a car, because I didn't have one from LA. Mm-hmm. And then boobs.
What kind of car was it?
Oh, my God. We're the fake boob gang. Yay. Oh, see.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's what all actors do. When they get money,
boobs.
Become famous, they get boobs.
I mean, during that time, where there was a lot of pressure on each of us individually to look a certain way, you know, and I feel like none of us escaped that without some scars.
I blame you.
I blame you. Blame
all of them. Because
first of all, I'm much older than all of them, so I used to like go home and cry. I said to my husband, you guys knew after I had my first daughter, so as I was lactating, as we're doing our cast shot, and they all look so beautiful, and I just gave birth, and I literally sat there crying like, you have to hide my body. I can't be in front of them.
No. Was like, wait, so how much older were you than when you did the pilot, when you started the show? Like, how old were you, and how old were you were supposed to be on the show?
I was supposed to be 16, and I was 20. Uh-huh.
Nine?
29.
What?
I mean, scream that loud and proud, because
yeah. Nine.
You
I was
were
29.
Young and babelicious looking.
You
like
hot.
You
are kidding me?
I feel like people knew, like it was kind of in the press that you were older than you were playing. But I feel like if people did not ever know that and have that perception, like when I watch it now, like rewatching it, I'm like, she was so cool. She was like, I would never have thought you weren't 16.
Yeah, wait. I thought maybe 19, 20. I'm not 29.
No.
Old lady.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
I was an old lady, and they were like all – it was just a different – it was so great last year coming together after all these years, because I started off early on being a mom, right? I got married. It was everything on the show. And then they started later on. So everybody coming together this last year was amazing, to see everybody with their families and as parents with their kids. And it was so different to see everybody in their lives, like really owning their lives. We were kind of in the beginning kind of thrust into our lives, right? But that was really just amazing. I have to say,
yeah,
the whole thing was so wonderful as an experience.
Your wedding was the first wedding I had ever attended.
You're kidding.
I was trying to be cool, but like, yeah. Wow. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, I have a friend getting married. I was like, you know, I was like 18. I was like, I'm so cool. One of my friends is getting married. Yeah. I'm going to Santa Barbara for her wedding.
Oh, the pictures
I had. Oh, that's right. It was in Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
But I remember, I have pictures of you guys. It was great pictures.
But I gotta say, so last summer, us hanging out for BH90210, all living together in Vancouver, it was, I mean, you're freely talking about how we were in our teens when we started. You were, I had no idea you were 29, but you were 29. So we were just on different paths at the time, and it all balanced out. It's kind of like when you're young and you have an older brother or sister and you're like, God, we're never on the same terms. Like, they're always doing something a little bit different. And then at some point in your lives, you catch up.
Right.
And that happened. Like, we caught up. Like, when I was young, I felt like nurtured and mothered by you. I did. I looked up to you. And last summer, put it into perspective that you were just my friend. You're my friend for life. And it took all these years to come to that balance. And it was so beautiful, the relationship the three of us had last summer.
I can't tell
you. We'll always have that.
I loved when we went out there, it was the three of us before everybody was really out there. Yeah. We had been, you know, we lived in the same building together. And it was wonderful to be with you guys. I loved it. I was nervous about it. It was to go to Vancouver and leaving the family. There's a lot of, you know, things to do our show again, whatever it was going to be, was it going to work? Then to be able to sit down and really be with you. And I just, it was a wonderful, I felt like it was a real blessing. Just great.
We really believe like, God, why didn't this continue? Why didn't it work out? It was what the fans wanted. But maybe it worked out the way it was supposed to work out because it was the journey we all needed. It was for us. Maybe we love that we gave it to them, but maybe it was just something special for all of us.
I think it was.
And that's okay too.
I remember when we did the thing a couple of years ago in Chicago, I said this to you, but but truly when Jenny and I were driving back to the city and talking, really talking for the first time about really the experience of being on 90210 in the early years. Mm-hmm. And it was great, but there was a lot going on there and things we never talked about. It was so great. And that was a really inspiration for me to want to do the show again too, because being in the car with you was so told a different story than we had never shared. And I thought this could be really great. And then it was the process of developing the show, watching you guys and your thought process. I don't say it lightly. I mean, I was so, and I talk about you all the time, very impressed with your courage, but your really in-depth way of looking at things, the details. I mean, I just thought so much to be proud of. I hope that you guys can own that. I hope that that was something that came out of it for you a year ago to help you see who you really, what you guys are really capable of, what you're creating. Great.
Thanks, Gab.
Thank you.
It was definitely a great experience. Yeah, I remember that conversation in the car. And I remember, I mean, because as a young girl growing up on the show and in that environment, I feel like I was developmentally a lot further behind than you. Like you were already 29. You had already like kind of figured out who you were a little bit more and you had your feet firmly planted on the ground. And I think speaking for myself, I did not have that. And doing the show for 10 years and then having like the fame and the sort of everything that came with that for all the years, I never really got my feet on the ground until I was 40 years old, until I had a moment to breathe, to figure out who I was and like what I wanted to be and how I wanted to show up. And it's so weird to now be adults and able to share, have that conversation with each other. And get it in a different way because we were close back then, but we're just it's different. Such a different closeness now.
It's different. And being parents, making decisions we have to make, you know, like real life stuff, right? Like when you're younger, you know, buying all the clothes because that was the first, you know what I mean? Like all the things that we do, and it just changes. It's just wild.
Do you mind sharing a little bit, just because I love this story. When we first got together last summer, we were, you know, before last summer, we were going to make BH90210. And we had some nights together where we all like kind of got to like talk about the past and things we had never said to each other. And we were having drinks and it was fun. And you shared how you felt with the rest of the cast that we never knew. Like, do you know what I'm talking about?
That when I said I felt separate. I mean, the idea that you guys were, it was really exciting and it was really hard. I felt that you all were in the same universe, and I was just I was lying about my age. And so in a sense, I didn't tell you my age right up either. So that came out of an interview that went on People Magazine. They were interviewing one of you guys, asked me a question. And then I got a call. So they asked how old I was. And I said, I don't play age. I play character. I thought that was brilliant. But then I got a call from the writer saying,
I'm going to start saying that now. That's good.
Right. And then he said, and this is before the internet really. Right. So we have friends at the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles, and we know your age and we're going to post it. Did I tell you the story?
Oh, no.
And I said, you can't post my age. They don't know my age. I lied on the contract. I talked to the lawyers. I signed, you know, that I was 21. So I was allowed to do that. And I said, if you do that, I will lose my job. And he said, and I had my lawyers call. I had my agent, my manager, everybody called. They would not take it off. And I remember crying, saying, this is the end. This is the end. But the show just started to become popular. And as a result of that, they did not fire me. But I have no doubt that if they had known my age, I never would have walked into that room. I mean, but anyway, I always felt really, you know, just never quite as not pretty enough, not like in it enough. I was always feeling like outside. I was older and it was hard. It was already an isolating show in some ways, I think, because it became hot so fast that everybody already was kind of like in protective mode because nobody really knew how to. And then I didn't know how to say to you, I'm feeling, you know, a little bit lost. And I didn't know how to say to you guys all that, because you maybe saw me as being like, when you say, oh, Gabrielle, you were older, so you were grounded or whatever. I didn't feel all that. You might have, you know, I'm quieter about that, whatever, but.
And we looked up to you.
Your character was also isolated from the rest of the kids, you know, so I can see how that would lend to even more isolation. Yeah.
But when Gab told Jen and I this last year, we had that moment where we were like, oh my God, we felt bad. We were like, God, we were just kids. Did we make you feel that way? We would never, but we didn't know. We were figuring our stuff out. Like,
totally.
We were just going through the motions of being a teenager and kind of exploding on TV. And the fact is, like, we loved you and we wish we would have known then. So we could have been like, oh gosh, we're best girlfriends. Like, let's just figure this out. And we never knew. And it was empowering yet heartbreaking at the same time to hear you talk about something that happened 30 years ago that we're like, shoot, we're just now getting it right.
Oh my God. I think it was, you know, I don't think of it that way at all. I think that it's really interesting though. We do come full circle in our lives. I think that's really the opportunity to be able to revisit and to see. And I, you know what? We talked about this, Jen, when we were in the car. It's true. During those earlier years, they did everything they could to keep us separate in some ways, like keep us together. You know, we were together, but it was very important. It was a power play, I think, in the studio. And what made last year so great also was because we all talked about stuff. So the power came from the group. It was a really different dynamic. I really appreciated that feeling that we were truly, we were living as a healthy family.
We were the power. Yeah.
Wow.
So different.
Gosh. Well, they say family's always messed up, right?
Right.
So we got it right.
We figured it out.
We didn't even have therapy. We just did it together. Well, we did have therapy on an episode. Carol Potter, who's now a therapist, that came full circle too.
She played the therapist.
What the heck?
So good.
This is all making sense now.
It's all wild. Wild. And then, it was just, I thought it was, anyway, it was a really wonderful experience, everything that went on. And I think you're right, Tori. I think it was just meant to be just for that, maybe for that time. But
and that's okay. I feel like in some ways, a big expense to Fox, but we kind of all needed that. Like, we needed that one summer together.
I can't believe they haven't even re-aired it yet.
Oh, well, I never deleted it. It's still in my DVR.
No, I mean the new 90210. I mean, there's been no reruns on it?
Nope. I heard there were, and some episodes aren't there. Like episode 2 or something is not there. You hear that?
What is that?
I don't know. I mean, sometimes I think, because I just watched Cobra Kai the other day.
I want to see that. No,
it's so good. It's like the show about Karate Kid, the movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
So it's the character is like later in life, and it's a series now. And it's so good. You guys got to watch it.
Because they're older and it's now about their kids?
No, it's not. I mean, their kids are in it, but it's still about them. Like Ralph Macchio is the star of it. And Johnny, I can't remember his
name. Right.
He's the star, and they're so good, and I'm kind of in love with both of them. No, but they keep teasing that Elizabeth Shue's going to come in. Allie's going to come back. Yeah. So anyway, I was saying, like, in watching, you know, a reboot done, like, a straight reboot like that, I wonder if, like, how people feel about, like, should we have just done a straight reboot? Should we have just played Kelly and Andrea and Donna and given the people exactly what they thought they wanted?
There was a moment in time where we came in strong that we wanted to do it our way, heightened versions of ourselves that would have led into semi showing the characters nowadays, you know, what they were up to and kind of splitting it. And remember, Gab, there was a moment where some cast agreed and some didn't. And we were all like, okay, let's talk this out how it should be.
That was really interesting because I actually thought it was going to be maybe the other way. And then you guys talked about it. I think that you're talking about it. This was, yes, there were some people who wanted it to be a pure reboot, but the majority, I think, of what brought people forward was the idea that it wasn't. I don't think the show could have happened if we had done a straight reboot. I don't think the people emotionally, now, if you were to just say it, because we went through last year, that would be different too. I think that people did not have closure. And so they didn't want to go and redo the characters. And they didn't want to, but I think they were carrying a lot of baggage with them on it. I think now.
Weren't we all?
Yeah. I think that's, so at first I was thinking it was going to be the other. And then when Tori and Jenny talked about, when you guys talked about doing this like hyper, I couldn't even grasp what you were talking about. And then I thought, oh, what the hell? I mean, you know what? There's no sure thing here. I don't know what it's supposed to look like. But that's something that's different. I could really embrace that. I'd rather do something different and exciting and fail than just something boring. And, you know, life is too short, if anything, we've learned, right? So,
I mean, I look at it and I think, it would have been cool to play Kelly again and be the characters again and just create a whole new world as that. But I also feel like we did something that hadn't been done before, and it was more exciting and more fulfilling, you know, as a creator, as a writer, and all of us creating it together and coming together to figure out what we wanted the show to be and how we wanted our characters to be. There was something so unifying about that and so strengthening and affirming. I just thought it was a really good experience overall.
I heard
that. And they got to see our characters for 10 years on a show. They got to see how those characters were written. And we wanted them to know that our bond was equally as close, if not closer, off camera. So that's why we wanted to give them that perspective. I don't know. No regrets. But hey, you guys, if you want to start a petition to like bring it back after you give us 5 stars.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Stop. That you should totally do that. Hey, a lot of things have like made comebacks.
As a fan, I thought it was so creative what you guys did with having it be like reality TV meets script.
Right.
But I also don't think that it's completely off the table to do the reboot where you guys, you know what I mean? Like, who's to say you can't do it in a few years? Jenny's eyeballs.
I want to see it in a few years.
Never say never.
I'm just going to shout out boobs again because then we'll all laugh and stop talking.
Jen just lost 5 years off her life. You just aged her. She just literally had PTSD and lost 5 years.
No, I would always love to work with you guys again. I've never turned my back on this show.
And you don't need everyone. If they don't agree, maybe it's just you guys.
I think we should do a movie. I think we should, if we did a movie and just did one great thing, we don't have to do the series like that, but we could do a movie a year on where we're at. How's that?
Yes, do it for me. Thank you.
Talk to somebody.
Who am I doing it for?
Talk to somebody.
Who am I doing it for, sis?
Yeah, you're doing it for me.
Nah, maybe I do it for Ryan Seacrest, not for you.
Oh,
I'm
do
just
do it for
kidding.
The fans. I am the voice of the fans.
There you go. Tell me how. Tell me about the show. When is it? When are you guys airing?
Oh, it's so a podcast.
We're podcasters now, Gab. So we say check out our latest episodes dropping.
It dropped. Yeah,
it dropped.
Say that.
Because that's what the cool
it comes. It drops on Mondays. Every Monday's a new episode. We're only on season one, episode 5. So we have 10 more years of of doing this.
Oh my God. Do you have to watch each show? You're going to do
And then we'll
show?
Just draw it
it's
out
so
like our
fun.
Careers just draw we watch, it out.
We just watch every episode. We watch. So sometimes we'll be on the phone together. Fifth episode was one-on-one, the basketball episode.
Okay.
And yeah, you were assisting Brandon in his troubles.
Oh, what was the line that Andrea said in this episode that we
Oh, your
all...
favorite. Say it.
You say something, Steve Sanders is a spoiled slut.
Oh, but we wanted to ask you, because we're not sure if you said slut or slug.
Well, I'm sure they had me say slug. Can you imagine them saying, letting me say slug?
I didn't know. We were excited. That it was slut.
There would
be
no way.
She keeps rewinding. She swears
you guys,
you
cannot wear a Jewish star on the show. I definitely couldn't say slut.
Can you tell that story?
That I couldn't wear a Jewish star, or I couldn't go and touch my black boyfriend. Which one?
Right. Oh, wow.
Seriously, you guys, a sign Ooh. Of the times.
Mm-hmm. It's totally a sign of the times.
A Jewish woman that could not wear a Jewish star around. A character, right. My well, character, you are too, but her character as well. It was a huge storyline.
All that stuff. And in real life, I decide I'm going to wear my Jewish star. And I get a call from the network saying, actually from one of the producers, you can't wear your Jewish star anymore. Middle America doesn't want to see it. I told you this. And then I said, oh, really? Because if I have to take off my Jewish star, then everybody has to take off their crosses. And so
it's so true. We all wore crosses then. Mm-hmm. Like that was like not even a religious thing. It was just like an in thing.
Okay for the cross. So that.
And then your character was dating.
I was dating, because we were very progressive, right? So they actually, without a question, it was fine. I had a black boyfriend, the nicest guy, but I was not allowed to put my, I went and put my arm around him one day. No, don't touch him. You can't touch him. Why can't I touch him? Again, middle America was blamed. Middle America doesn't want to see it. And I said, well, we're together. What don't they want to see? There was
I take offense to that. I'm from the Midwest. I'm from middle America. And I have no problem with you touching your black boyfriend.
I'm telling you.
It was a sign of the times and like network. Mm-hmm. Like it wasn't even the viewers. It wasn't middle America. It was network executives that were conservative and that were nervous. They were nervous like pressing the envelope because what if it's not received well?
That's right. It was all older white guys. Yeah. Everything. And they wanted the status quo, what was safe. And so even though they wanted to, and you know, God bless your father, right? Wants to like step in, but not too far. We can't go and touch. And it was a matter of the times. Because then it was several years later, they even said when I went to have my baby on the show, that they didn't really know how to write it. And then it was a couple of years later that they really started to embrace as you guys started to have your kids and all that, they were able to really start to make it happen. But there was so much controversy around my character when I had my baby. She's so smart, she would never get pregnant. Oh, really?
Pregnancy? Smart people don't get pregnant.
I mean, it was like, but anyway, there's a lot about that time that people just didn't.
And then you were like, screw this, when we all get together 30 years later and do BH 90210, I'm going to make out with a woman on the show.
That's right.
Yeah, that's her idea, you guys. Like,
so good. I love it. Gabrielle is a lesbian.
She got the last laugh. Oh, no. My God. Remember that day?
People ask all the time.
I was watching you make out on camera with that girl.
And you were. That was your day on set.
I was like, oh, it's so sexy. No, it was like.
Molly arrived. Remember?
She was so attractive.
My friend's daughter arrived and they were great. Shooting. Apparently, she was behind, you know, she was, what, in the.
Behind the monitor.
Uh-huh. On the monitor, right? And she was watching and she was going like this with her eyes.
Oh my God.
I was standing right next to her. She was like very uncomfortable watching her mom make out.
That was like me behind the monitor when you had to kiss Jason for the first time.
Oh, really?
As the characters Jenny and Jason on BH90210. And I like had my headphones on and I came over to her. I'm like, there's too much. Remember?
Yeah. Thanks for the notes.
When I had to kiss Jason in the early years, a director, and I can't remember who it was, he said, put your tongue in his mouth.
What?
Jason, oh.
We were talking about this last week, what? Like the tongue of it all. So
is it okay,
a director
not okay?
actually told you, put your tongue in his mouth.
Don't tell him and just do it because he wanted the shock of it.
Oh, okay. See, if you put it that way, that's kind of like, oh, you want to see, like to get to emote that feeling from the actor. I get it, but like, can you imagine now a man coming up to a girl and being like,
stick your tongue out?
No, right? That's a no. You can't say that.
No, I don't think so. No.
Well, you'd have to tell them beforehand that you're going to do that. It'd have to be a.
Wait. Okay. Did you put your tongue in Jason Priestley's mouth? You did.
Jason.
I love you.
You did.
I'm not afraid. I'll kiss a girl. I'll kiss Jason. It's okay. I'm easy.
Love you.
Love you so much.
Mm-hmm. That's not a problem.
She's a pioneer.
Well, ladies, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but we have to wrap.
I know. We could do this all day long. And we have and we will.
Well, we'll have to have you come back on the show.
Please.
I think that we have to come to my house and shoot it and we'll just have drinks and dinner. You can join us. And
okay.
You can cook for us. I like it.
Twice.
I'll cook a great meal. My promise. Oh. Everybody who comes.
Love you, Gab.
We love you.
I really do miss you guys. I'm so happy for you. I'm going to listen in. I'm going to make sure everybody's listening in. Give you those 5 stars.
5 stars.
And
you're the best.
I know you're going to do great. And then we're going to try to get together. I hope. I would love to do that. So,
yeah.
Thank you. You guys.
Let's make it happen.
Thank Girl.
You. Thank you.
Oh my Stay God. Fabulous. Stay safe.
Wait. Wow. She just did it. She did it.
What is this? An inside 90210 joke?
In BH 90210. That's
how Jenny sees me. This is how they see me. That's not how I see me.
Come on, everybody. Chop, chop.
I mean, I kind of see it.
Let's go. Okay. Sorry. I just needed to sit with that for a little bit. All right.
The best.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Love you
with all our hearts and soul.
Bye.
Good luck. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
That was fun.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I missed that one.
I missed the shit out of her.
Don't you feel like when you see each other, anybody from the old show, like you see them and you just, your heart feels full again and you just want more. I want more. I want to spend more time with her. And
it's not like a day has passed. Like that's a true sign of friendship when you can not see someone for a while, not be together. And when you're together, you just can't stop talking and just, I don't know. It's a show I'd watch.
As a fan, I was just sitting back and like freaking out because that warm, fuzzy feeling is felt by us fans too. Like it's not, I mean, I go, you guys are on a whole other
the
level.
The love is real.
Know each other,
it's
but
so
yes,
real.
You can feel the love. You feel the connection. You feel the sisterhood between you guys. And it's so cute.
Good. I'm glad you can feel it, sis.
Yeah. I felt like I was part of you guys' group.
Oh, you were like the younger sister. You were like me when they had the read through. Peering out through the stairs watching. See, Gab admits she didn't have a good memory. So I'm telling you right now, she did not get that one right. Oh, I love
you're
her.
Saying she was wrong. Okay.
We'll go back to your story then, Tor.
Okay. Thank you.